100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. And I gotta say, I really miss Dr. Thunder and all the cheap sodas, but I'm actually feeling better. And I kind of miss ice cream and whatever, but oh well. Life goes on until you get a root canal. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the weekly challenge this week is on correlation. And we got some stories in while a cat nuzzles my hand. Yes, good mist. I'm glad you're still here. And I'm glad you're not chewing me up like you were 2 years ago. That was a not very fun time. No, it wasn't. So anyway, let me go ahead and post the stories and get back with you afterwards. Okay?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The correlation between death and peace is a difficult one. People say, rest in peace. Peace is a given for the departed, but what about those who stay behind? Ah, they have it easy. They are not dead. The correlation between friendship and stupidity is a difficult one. How are you doing? They ask, a serious look on their faces. What does one reply? Fine, now that I have peace of mind. Or, oh, terrible, I miss them so much. The correlation between the truth and a lie is not a difficult one. One small step, a word, and voila. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Homework. Mum and Dad were arguing, so Michael went upstairs to learn this week's spellings. He hated English with its pointless silent letters. It was altogether too tricky. He Googles word after word, but gets stuck on correlation. He sounds it out slowly before spelling it aloud. He's struggling to get the meaning, so can't put it in a sentence. When it gets quieter in the house, he goes downstairs, only to find his mum missing and Dad in a pile of blood. Realisation dawns and a sentence comes to him. But Dad says to run to the neighbours for help. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 1025 with the prompt of correlation. So here's my story. With the jewelry box on the table, Sabrina took the locket from Bilbert. She opened it and removed the heart-shaped ruby from the side opposite the picture. The correlation was obvious. She placed the stone in the jewelry box lid. The box clicked, and the lid popped up a fraction. In it, they found several ornate rings. Bilbert recognized them from their ceremony months before. He wore one that matched a ring on Sabrina's hand. Among the other items was a golden magnifying glass. Mandy picked it up, looked through it at a dancing girl figurine, and the figurine disappeared. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All? Okay, so we have a prompt of correlation. my long-standing rule for processing is going with the first thing that spills out of my head. Breaking that this week, not doing causation versus correlation. Way too easy. And I bet a bunch of us will bite at that Newton sample. So I'm doing quantum mechanics, the penultimate example of correlation. Correlation shows two variables moving together associated, but causation means one variable directly makes the other change. Wait a second, that's quantum mechanics' whole thing. It's Kuro Kaza. I, at any rate, am convinced that God doesn't throw dice. Albert Einstein. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Or not.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Is there really a correlation between playing violent video games and kids reenacting what they see on the screen in real life? Depends who you ask, I suppose. Some experts are adamant there's a tangible connection between thuggery and shoot-em-ups, whilst others will tell you it's nonsense. I imagine you're now thinking this is the point where I tell you that I was a gentle, caring soul before I discovered video nasties, after which I became a serial killer. Wrong. I've always been a serial killer. That's where I get my inspiration for creating violent video games.
Good morning, I'm Richard, and this is my story. The committee was adamant. The makeup of the choir had to be more inclusive, with a more ethnically representative selection of members. Of course, as membership secretary, the task of recruiting more diverse choristers fell to me. I thought I was doing a pretty good job, but I was taken to task again at the next committee meeting by not being inclusive enough. There was, apparently, a gap in our ranks that I was obliged to find someone to fill, and that someone needed to be from Southeast Asia, which is why I'm now advertising for a correlation. Sorry about that. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
To you, he was a beloved figure. To me, he was a fucking asshole. Yelling at fawning college kids and recent graduates, writing pointless news stories because of shitty mistakes. But the more they paid him, the cheaper they went with the kids feeding the prompter. He played freestyle instead of checking their work. He wouldn't go to any speech or community gathering without them handing a check first or an envelope with cash. In every promo, that pretended he or his co-works gave a shit about the community or actually worked, I would laugh and grit my teeth.
I just love it when my cat bites my nose. That's the highest compliment she can give. Anyway, that's it for the weekly challenge. The topic was correlation, and y'all came up with some great stories. And the next one's going to be on candle, and all the topics are... now she's pawing me, and she wants to bite me some more. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good cat. Baby bumper. Anyway, one a day until the day I die.com. Thank you all for being a part of this. The next topic is, again, candle. And as always, keep it brief.